前朝苏联的主席呢是斯大林。
Stalin was a former USSR chairperson for the party.
有一次呢，他把他所有的属下叫来。
One time he summoned all his reports to in front of him.
那么他就把一只活生生的鸡拿在他的手上。
He held up a live chicken.
那么呢，这叫他们看。
And showed it to them.
那么就把一条一条的鸡毛呢就拔出来。
And he put the chicken's feather one at a time.
那么这只鸡当然是很痛苦了。
And of course the chicken was in great pain.
最后呢，连一条毛都没有在这个鸡上。
At the end, there was not a single feather on the chicken.
那么斯大林呢就说，你留意看。
And Stalin told his direct reports, you watch this carefully.
他把这条鸡放在地上。
He placed the chicken down on the floor.
拿一把米。
And gave a handful of rice.
撒在地上。
And spread it on the floor.
这条鸡就跟着他跑。
And the chicken followed him.
那么他就跟他的属下这样子讲。
And he told his direct reports the following.
这个就是我们统治苏联的方法。
This is how we're going to rule Russia.
虽然我们这样子去折磨这条鸡。
Even though we have tortured this chicken in such a way.
但是如果你给它吃，它就会跟着你。
But if you feed them, then they will follow you.
斯大林呢，统治他的国家的方法就是用恐惧这个方法。
Stalin ruled his country through fear.
有些人呢，他看圣经的时候呢，觉得其实耶和华神跟斯大林没有什么分别啊。
Some people who when they read the Bible, they don't feel there's a difference between Stalin and our Lord.
因为呢，神也是用恐惧的方法去管理这个世界啊。
Because our Lord also ruled this world through fear.
他们说，人不听神的话。如果人听神的话，神就祝福他。
If we listen to God's word, then God will bless us.
如果你不听他的话，他就把你掉进地狱里面。
If you don't listen to him, however, he will dump you in hell.
那么今天我要回答这个问题。
And today I want to answer that question.
就是神是不是好像斯大林一样呢？
And the question is our Lord, is our God, just like Stalin?
我希望中我们刚刚读的这个经文就是出埃及记二十章十八到，特别就是十八到二十一节。
So I want to go back to some of the verses we read today, especially the ones from Exodus chapter 20, verses 18
through 26. 其实这条问题呢的关键呢就是恐惧是不是绝对是错的呢？
So the key to this question is that all fears are wrong.
如果不是的时候，一个好的恐惧的时候，一个好的惧怕的时候，会带来什么的后果呢？
And if not, then if there's a good kind of fear, what would they bring us?
其实二十章的故事呢，是从十九章开始的。
The story that took place in chapter 20 actually started in 19.
我们读经的时候已经读过了。
When we read the verses, when we were reading today's verses, we had read them already.
当时呢是耶和华神呢降临在示乃山上。
It was a time when our Lord had descended on Mount Sinai.
那么他要与以色列人立约。
And he wants to establish a covenant with the Israelites.
那么摩西就跑到山顶上面去拿这个十诫。
And Moses ran up to the top of the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments.
这个就是二十章开始的主要的内容。
And that started the main context in chapter 20.
但是呢，他拿完以后呢，就下来了。
After he received the commandments, Moses came down.
十八节里面呢，他讲到众百姓见到雷、轰、闪电。着星，山上冒烟，都发现远远地站立。
In verse 18, it talked about when the people saw the thunder and lightning, and heard the trumpet, and saw the mountain in smoke, They trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance.
那我们以为呢，神跟人立约，人应该很高兴呢。
We might have imagined that when God is willing to establish a covenant with people, people ought to be ecstatic.
就好像你公司拿到一个很大的合同的时候，那么你们都是很高兴的。
Just like when your company receives a large sum of a contract, that we should all be very happy.
但是呢，你看以色列人第一个反应呢，却不是很高兴。
But you see, the Israelites' first reaction was not joy.
他们是很惧怕。
It was fear instead.
怕到一个地步呢，他们发抖了。
They were fearful to a point where they started to tremble.
但是呢，我告诉你呢，这个是一个好的惧怕。
But I will assure you that this is a good kind of fear.
因为这个惧怕带给他们一个面对现实的时刻。
Because this kind of fear gives them a true reality check.
为什么以色列人见到神的时候他们会惧怕呢？
Why would the Israelites be fearful when they encountered the Lord?
因为这一天呢，神把他的荣耀扫回的去显示给他们去见到。
Because on this day, the Lord has shown them His glory in a radiant way.
那么他就了解，以色列人就看见一件事实。
So the Israelites witnessed a reality.
原来耶和华神呢，跟他们，埃及的神呢很不一样。
And the reality is the reality of the fact is that the our God, the Lord, our God is different from their gods in Egypt.
我们世上所谓的神呢，他们是怎么样的
？What are the worldly gods like?
他们是有眼，但是看不见。
The worldly gods have eyes, but they can't see.
他们有口。但是不能言。
They have mouth, but they cannot speak.
但是他们在十九章到二十章见到的耶和华，他是怎么样的
？But what is the Lord like being described in chapters 19 and 20?
他讲话好像雷轰。
When the Lord speaks, it's like thunder.
他出现带来闪电。
His appearance brings out lightning.
他们以色列人就在这个时刻的时候面对神这个事实
and this very moment the Israelites face the reality
他们见到耶和华的伟大
they witness the greatness of the Lord
他们就了解神跟人其实不是同等的
they understood at that moment that God and man are not equal
以知道以色列人呢，他的反应就是远远的站立。
So the Israelites' reaction was to stand at a distance.
他们不敢靠近神。
They do not dare to be near God.
你是一个面对现实的人吗
？Are you one of those who is willing to face reality?
你怎么去面对神这个事实
？How are you prepared to face the reality of God?
有些人呢，他看自己就是神。
Some people treat themselves as gods.
其实是斯大林呢，就是这类的人。
So for example, Stalin was one of those.
他去要求人去敬拜他。
He required people to worship him.
要求人绝对去顺服他。
He required absolute obedience to him.
但是还有另外一种人。
There's another kind of man.
他就把真神看为人一样。
That treated true God as man.
这些人呢，他看圣经的时候呢，他会到处的找事情去批评神的。
This kind of people, when they read the Bible, they look for opportunities to criticize God.
其实呢，这个原因就是因为他当神就好像一个人这样子看待。
And the reason is because he treated God as man.
其实呢，我告诉你，这一类的人呢。就好像一个渔网的蛇身一样。
But I'll tell you this, this kind of man is like a foolish student.
他会挑战到他的老师。
He will challenge the teacher.
他告诉他老师，为什么你告诉我们讲话之前要举手，但是你从来讲话的时候不举手呢
？He would confront the teacher and asking the teacher, why do you require us to raise our hands before we speak? Yet you don't.
讲解句话的学生呢，他觉得他很合理啊。
the type of students who raise this type of question feel like they are very logical.
但是我们一般人都明白啊。
But all of us average citizens, we all know.
就是这个老师跟学生是不是同等的。
We understand that the teachers and the students are not equal.
教室里面的这些条例啊，是这个老师所定的。
Rules established in the classroom are set up by teachers.
所以这些条例不能用在这个老师身上。
So these rules do not apply to the teacher.
最主要的原因就是老师跟学生不是同等的。
And the main reason is because teacher and students are not equal.
无论你是呢当自己是神，还是你当神是人，两种的人。
It doesn't matter which category you belong to, whether you treat God as man, or you treat yourself as God.
这两种人都不会怕神。
Neither one of these categories of people have fear for God.
很多时候他们也否定神的存在。
And quite often they also deny the existence of God.
简直的人呢，其实是没有可能去认识神。
And this type of people has no chance of getting to know God.
但是呢，当你晓得上帝是跟你不是同等的时候呢
？When you understand that God is not in equality with you,
我们人的内心会产生一个好的惧怕。
And what will be stirred up inside of our hearts is a good kind of fear.
那么我们就会回到我们人本来应有的地位。
And we will return to our own rightful status.
那么，如果你再看圣经呢，你就会觉得圣经其实道理其实很多都很合理。
And then you will go back to the Bible, and you will understand that many of the logics in the Bible are quite reasonable.
为什么是他灵跟神不一样呢？Stalin.
Oh, why is Stalin different from God?
因为斯大林呢，他不是神。
Because Stalin was not God.
他是根据，所以呢，他因为他不是神的时候，其实他没有这个权柄去判这些跟他意见不一样的人的判他们死。
Because he did not have the because he was not God, he had no authority to judge people who have different opinions from him to their death.
但是我们的神呢，他是创造天地万物的主。
But our God is the creator of all things, in this universe.
所以他有权，更有这个需要去定下不同的定律。
That's why he has the authority, and actually he has the rights or the need to establish these different rules.
你想一想，如果这个世界里面没有定律的时候。其实这个世界不可能继续的存在。
So if you imagined a world without any laws, this world would not be able to exist.
所以呢，我们是需要神去定这些定律的。
And that's why we need God to establish these laws.
所以神就定下这些大自然的定律。
And that's why God has created all these laws in the nature.
同时他也定下这个道德的定律。
And that's why he has set up the moral laws.
这个就是为什么他决定什么人要去地狱，什么人可以到他这边去。
And that's why he's able to decide what kind of people will go to hell and what kind of people will go where he is.
因为他是创造我们，也创造这个天地万物的主。
Because he's the Lord that has created us all, and he's the Lord that has created all things in this universe.
当你看到神的伟大的时候，你会产生一个好的恐惧。
So when you see God's greatness, then you will generate a good kind of fear.
这个恐惧会让你回到你人当有的一个地位上面。
And this kind of fear will lead you to your rightful place.
好的恐惧，好的惧怕，也带来我们的顺服。
The good kind of fear will also lead to our obedience.
当以色列人见到神的伟大的时候，他不但只怕，还站在远远的地方。
When the Israelites witness the greatness of our God, not only they have fear, but they also stayed at a distance.
十九节里面呢，以色列人向摩西说：“求你 和我们说话，我们必听；不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。
Because verse 19 tells us that God said to Moses, people Israelites said to Moses, speak to us yourself, and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us, or we will die.
为什么以色列人会怕死亡呢？
Why would the Israelites be afraid of death?
因为他们看见神的圣洁。
Because they had seen God's holiness.
当他看见神的圣洁的时候，他就明白自己的罪。
When they had witnessed God's holiness, in contrast, then they realized their sinfulness.
我告诉你，这个是人的本能。当他知道自己在神面前有罪的时候，他就知道他会死。
This is our people's innate ability.That when we realize that we are sinful in front of God, then we know we're going to die.
所以以色列人见到神以后，怕自己会死。
And therefore, when the Israelites had witnessed God, they're afraid that they're going to die.
我们人怎么可以看见神的圣洁呢？
And how can we see God's holiness?
这个就是通过他的律法。
And that is through God's laws.
那你特别发现了以色列人这个怕死的这个反应。是他得到神十诫以后才发生的。
And you'll see that the Israelites' fear for death has started after they had received the Ten Commandments.
因为律法会告诉你的，你是有罪还是没有罪。
Because laws will tell you whether you are guilty or not guilty.
所以律法就好像一个考试一样。
So laws is like an exam.
他会告诉你你的水平在哪里。
It will tell you where your qualification lies.
我大概十天前呢去看了一个纪录片。
About 10 days ago, I saw a
documentary. 是有关林书豪的。
It's about Jeremy Lin.
这个纪录片的名字叫《Linsanity》。
And the name for this Christian film is Linsanity.
其实他是讲到了神怎么预备林书豪到 NBA 这个舞台上面。
This documentary talked about how God prepared Jeremy Lin to be on the NBA stage.
其中有一段很有趣的。
And it was a very interesting segment.
这是Jeremy 谈到他去Harvard.念书的经过。
And that's when Jeremy was talking about his journey in attending Harvard.
那你要知道啊，林书豪呢不是一般这些只会打球不念书的中学生呢。
You need to understand Jeremy Lin was not one of those who only knows how to play the game but doesn't study.
他 SAT 数学是满分。
His SAT math score was perfect.
其他的基本上，也靠近满分的。
All the other subjects were close to being perfect.
那么他去哈佛第一天
，The first day he arrived at Harvard.
他就去，去考这个数学的 placement test.
He went to take the math placement test.
进去以后，这个考官简直告诉他们。
And when he entered, the teacher said the following.
他说你拿到你的考卷，如果你看了不明白，不要勉强，就把你的卷交回来，你就可以离开。
When you receive your examination paper, take a look. And if you don't feel like it's suitable, rightful for you, then just give the paper back to me and you can leave.
Jeremy 看了他的考卷。马上就带回去。
And Jeremy, after taking one look at his examination paper, he gave it back to the teacher.
第二天，他去中文的 placement test.
And the second day, he went to take the Chinese placement test.
那么这个考官也是讲同一样的话。
And the teacher said the very same thing.
他拿他的考卷。一点都不明白，他也把他交回去。
After he received the paper, once again he did not understand a single question on the exam, so he turned it right back to the teacher.
第二天，他打电话给回家，告诉妈妈。
The second day he called home and talked to his mom.
他说：“妈妈，你要有心理的准备。”
He told his mom that needs to be mentally prepared.
哈佛是很不一样的。
Harvard is a very different place.
我学期还没开始，已经有两门考不过了。
The semester has not started, but I have failed two subjects already.
你考得过神圣洁的考验吗？
Are we able to pass God's holiness examination?
十诫就是你的考卷。
The Ten Commandments is our examination paper.
你能达标吗？
Can you reach a standard?
有人告诉我，我一圣人做事对得起天地良心。
And some people have said to me that the way I have conducted things, done things all my life, I have no problem facing the powers to be in heaven and on earth, and also my own conscience.
我劝你不要太肯定。
I encourage you not to be too sure of that.
你回去问一问你的配偶。
All you have to do is go home and ask your spouse.
问一问你的父母儿女。
Ask your own parents or your own children.
问一问你的同事同学。
And ask your coworkers or your classmates.
最后你问一问你的良心。
And at the end, you can ask your own conscience.
你真的达标吗？
Have you really reached those standards?
还是你好像 Jeremy 一样，连一条也过不了？
Or perhaps we're more like Jeremy, where we can't even answer one question.
好的惧怕让我们想到我们的罪。
The good kind of fear helps us understand our sins.
但是我们不会停留在怕死这个地步。
But we will not stay stagnant at the stage of only fearing the death.
反而这个惧怕让鼓励我们去顺服神。
But instead, this type of fear will encourage us to be obedient to God.
这个就是二十节里面摩西对百姓说：“不要惧怕。”因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。
And that's why verse 20 says, Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning.
那我知道呢，我今天讲完道以后呢，有人会这样子问我。
And I know after my preaching today, people will come up and ask me.
他说，牧师啊，你讲到好的惧怕。是不是就是敬畏啊？
And they would ask me, Pastor, the good kind of fear, is that reverence?
那我就看你怎么定义敬畏了。
And that depends on how you define reverence.
那如果你说敬畏就是尊敬 honor 的意思，那么大概不是。
If you say reverence, if you define reverence as honoring, then perhaps not.
主要的原因呢，就是。因为 honor 这个字在希伯来文里面呢，它有另外一个字，就是在第五节的时候它用过。
And the reason it's not is because the Hebrew word for honor is not the same meaning. Actually, this word was used in the fifth commandment.
那么敬你问敬畏是什么意思
？And then what does reverence mean then?
敬畏就是惧怕。
And reverence is fear.
二十节很明显地告诉我们
Verse 20 tells us very clearly
因为这个字出现了两次
Because the word appeared twice
中文圣经把它没有把这个味道翻出来、啊、
the Chinese translation didn't quite translate the true flavor of these words
但是呢如果你看 ESV 的版本的时候呢它就把同一个字在两次里面同样的翻译
But if you look at the ESV version, however, the same word is translated into two slightly different meanings.
所以二十节的意思你可以简直了解。
So you can try to understand verse 20 in such a way.
摩西是告诉他们，你不用怕死。
So Moses was telling them, do not be fearful of death.
你要常常怕神。
But instead, you need to often be fearful of God.
你这样子做的时候，你就不会犯罪。
If you do this, then you will not sin.
其实，如果你这样子的时候，你也不会面对神的惩罚。
And by doing that, also you will not be faced with God's judgment.
最近听了一个在 New York Times 做时事评论家的 Derek Brooks 的一个讲座。
And recently, I had a chance to listen to a seminar sponsored by David Brooks, a New York Times editor.
那么呢，他最后他讲的一个问题是讲到美国人的道德的问题。
And the topic of his seminar was about American morality.
那么最后有人问他，他问为什么美国人现在的道德就是一直滑落，的原因是什么呢？
What are the reasons for the continuous decline of American morality?
他讲到，因为我们对罪这个观念渐渐的没有了，现在。
And David suggested it's because our sense for sin is gradually evaporated.
他说1940年前呢，当你告诉一个人解释罪，这些人马上不会做这些事情。
And before 1940, when you explain to a person about sins, this person will stop doing those very same things.
但是他说40年代后就不同。
But things were different after the 40s.
当时他们打完第二次世界大战。
That was after they finished fighting World War II.
他们对罪这个观念很疲倦。
And they were very tired of the concept of sin.
所以他们不愿意再面对这个问题。
They don't want to be faced with that question again.
在1946年的时候呢，有一本书叫 Peace of Mind。
In 1946, there was a book by the name of Peace of Mind.
他说呢，在这本书里面呢，他说十诫让人太沮丧了。
In that book, it tells people that the Ten Commandments have made people despair.
我们需要新的十诫。
We need a new Ten Commandments.
那么是什么呢？
And what are those?
You are wonderful. 你是最好的，好的不得了。
And the theme of that new Ten Commandment is that you are wonderful. You are the best.
那么这本书出了以后呢，在 New York Times 里面成为最畅销的书，连续30个礼拜，连续56个礼拜。
After this book was published, it was New York Times bestseller for 56 consecutive weeks.
第二本书。叫 Mature Mind.
The second book was by the name of Mature Mind.
这本书说，你不要再告诉我，我是一个罪人。
This book basically talks about, you know, do not continue to tell us that we are sinners.
也告诉我，我是完美的。
Tell me that I'm perfect.
这本书畅销了30个礼拜。
And this book was number one seller for 30 weeks.
跟着有下一本书就是 The Power of Positive Thinking.
The next book was Power of Positive Thinking.
这本书畅销了98个礼拜。
And that book was number one seller for 98 weeks.
后来来了一个人叫 Dr. Spark.
And then a person by the name of Dr. Spark came along.
他在书里面教人呢。
In his book, he had the following teaching.
他说，如果你的儿女偷你的东西，
If your offspring steal from you,
你不要罚他。
Do not punish them.
你应该第二天。把这个东西送给他，好像礼物一样。
You should instead give his stolen items to him as gifts.
还有告诉他。
And then tell him.
下次如果你希望得到这个东西，只要问我就可以了。
Next time, if you want to receive the same items, just ask me, and you will get them.
1950年 ，Carl Roger.
1950, Carl Roger.
他提出一个。人本的心理学。
He brought up this humanistic psychology.
他说相信自己。
And his theme was to believe in yourself.
谁是神呢？
Who is God?
你内心里面这个小声音就是神。
That little voice inside of you is God.
当人再没有罪这个观念。
When people started to not have the concept of sin.
他们也不怕罪的后果。
They have no longer any kind of a fear for its consequences of sin.
我们就会放纵我们的行为。
We will completely let go of our behavior. Without constraints.
我们也不会怕神。
And we will no longer be fearful of God.
最后一个好的惧怕会带来一个中保。
And the last thing is that the good kind of fear will bring a mediator.
当以色列人见到神的威严的时候呢，又看见自己的罪的时候，他就向摩西求。
So when the people witnessed God's almightiness, and then also sensed our own sins, and they went to Moses and pleaded.
十九节里面说，求你和我们说话，我们必听；不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。
Verse 19 says, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we will die."
21节，说于是百姓远远的站立，摩西就挨近神所在右岸的之中。
And verse 21 says, "The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was."
摩西成为神跟以色列人的之间的一个中保。
And Moses had become the mediator between God and the Israelites.
人需要一个中保才可以敬拜神。
Man needs a mediator so he can worship God.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
人是有罪的。
And man is sinful.
一个有罪的人来到神的面前，他只有一个后果。
And when a sinful man comes before God, there is only one end result.
就是死。
And the end result is death.
所以他必须通过一个中保。
So he has to come before God through a mediator.
来代替他来到神面前。
To substitute for him to stand before God.
在旧约里面，其实整个全个祭司的制度就是一个中保的角色。
So in the Bible, all the prophets play
priesthood.
The priesthood play the role of a mediator.
以色列人是通过祭司去敬拜神的。
The Israelites worship God through the priests.
但是其实摩西知道呢，无论是他还是这个祭司的制度，都是暂时的。
But Moses knew that whether it's him himself or all the priesthood, it's only temporary.
这个就是在《生命记》18:16-18里面讲。
And this is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 16-18.
其实这段话是距离他们第一次在示乃山40年了。
And this was recorded 40 years after their first, 40 years after their initial encounter at Mount Sinai.
摩西说，正如你在何烈山大会的日子，求耶和华你神一切的话，说，求你不再叫我听见耶和华我神的声音，也不再叫我看见这大火，免得我死亡。耶和华就对我说，你们所说的是的事，我必在你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知向我，我要将当说的话传给他，你要将我一切的所吩咐的都传给他们。
Verse 16, for this is what you ask of the Lord, your God, at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, let us not hear the voice of the Lord, our God, nor see the great fire anymore, or we will die. The Lord said to me, what they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he'll tell them everything I command him.
摩西是暂时的。
Moses was temporary.
但是在生命记18:18里面所预言的，这一位是永恒的。
But what's prophesied in verse 18 of chapter 18 in Deuteronomy is permanent.
他就是主耶稣。
And that is our Lord Jesus.
当主耶稣死在十字架上面，地上发生了一件事情。
When Jesus died on the cross, something happened on earth.
就是在圣殿这个幔子从上到下裂开。
And that this thick curtain in the holy temple was split in half from top to bottom.
这是告诉我们人现在可以直接的到神面前。
And that has told us that man can now come directly in front of God.
因为我们有这个永恒的中保，就是主耶稣基督。
Because now we have the eternal mediator, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
人怎么可以得到耶稣成为我们的中保呢？
And how can we receive Lord Jesus as our mediator?
圣经告诉我们，就是通过相信。
The Bible tells us that is through faith.
其实什么是信呢？
What is faith?
其实信就是靠。
Faith is reliance.
以色列人靠摩西到神面前，我们是靠耶稣，所以我们能够到神面前。
The Israelites come before God through Moses and through Jesus, then we can come before God.
罗马书第五章一到二节说，
In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 and 2,
我们自应信称义，就执着我们的主耶稣基督的与神相合。我们又执着他应信的进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢实实盼望神的荣耀。
Verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God.
是不是所有的惧怕 都是不好的？
Are all fears not good?
不是。
No.
好的惧怕让我们面对神这个事实。
Good fear can lead us to the reality of God.
我们知道我们跟神是不一样的。
We know that we are not the same as God.
好的惧怕也让我们知道我们自己有罪。
The good kind of fear also teaches that we are sinful.
我这个惧怕会警惕我们不会去继续犯罪。
The good kind of fear will keep us from continual sinning.
最后好的惧怕会驱使我们去寻找一个中保。
And the good kind of fear will also drive us to search for a mediator.
因为我们知道靠我们自己是没有能力到神面前的。
Because we know we cannot come before God ourselves.
如果你还不是一个基督徒的时候，
If you're not a Christian yet,
你要听明白今天的讲道。
You need to understand today's sermon.
你可以向神做一个决定。
And you can make a decision with God.
其实这个决定很简单，只有三点。
And this decision is quite easy. There are only three points to it.
第一，你就是承认神是一个真神。
First, you must acknowledge that God is a true God.
第二，你就是承认你是一个罪人。
And secondly, you need to acknowledge that you are a sinner.
第三，你就是相信耶稣基督成为你的中保。
And thirdly, you need to acknowledge that the Lord Jesus is your mediator.
当你前期相信的时候，你就可以通过主耶稣来到神的面前。
And if you believe in these three points, you can come to God through Jesus Christ.
你可以通过祷告的方法告诉神。
And you can tell God through prayers.
如果你已经是一个基督徒，
if you already are a Christian,
你已经明白耶稣是你的中保。
If you already understand a Christian is your mediator,
你已经知道神今天为你打开这道门，让你可以进到他的面前。
If you already know that God has opened this door, so you can enter through the door to in front of Him,
那么你就不要远远的站在外面。
Then you don't need to stay at a distance far away.
你可以放胆的来到神的面前去亲近他。
And you can set down your fears and come before God to worship Him.
因为你不需要再怕神了。
Because you don't need to be fearful of God anymore.
反而你可以欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
Instead, you can be boastful for the glory of God.
因为神是耶稣是我们的中保。
Because the Lord Jesus is our mediator.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
求你给我们这个敬畏你的心。
And we ask you to please give us a heart of reverence for you.
就是一个好的惧怕。
And that is the good kind of fear.
你知道我们会不愿意去得罪你。
So we know that we don't want to sin against you.
我们也知道我们可以通过主耶稣来到你的面前。
We also know that we can come before you through Jesus.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.